Post-game with the victorious coach and the team, the Lisbon Broncos win on the road in a place that nobody has won for several years, and that is the Thompson Tommies in Thompson tonight. They are a great football team, but they met a better football team tonight, and the improbable run for Lisbon continues. And I guess, first of all, Coach, let's just talk about the victory. It was really a very tight football game well into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was a very tight, very physical football game, and our kids, you know, this is as much as versus adversity as we faced all year, and our kids did a great job responding to that.
You weren't kidding about the fact that Thompson was probably going to be the biggest football team you had faced up to this point. They've got some big boys at that line, and early on in this game, I mean, you guys were having your hands tied. Usually you guys average 7, 8, 9, 10 yards a carry, but it was ones and twos there for a while. You finally started to break some things open. Did you do something different, or did your offensive line just start to wear them down?
Credit them defensively. They did a great job stopping us, especially in that first half, and we basically had to rely on the big play. Offensively, the only thing we really changed is, you know, they keyed Jordan Sowers, and I mean they sold out. They brought everything, and you know, our other guys kind of stepped up. Schultz had a couple of good runs. Dawson Perro had a huge night tonight, and you know that just kind of comes from everybody keying on one guy. It's nice to see others step up and make big plays.
Yeah, there was a couple of counter plays that went for touchdowns tonight. Dawson Perro, would he have three or four? I think he had four touchdowns, did he not? Yeah, he had all four. Really, it was because of the fact, he talked, that the defense for Thompson was selling out on Sowers and Hunter Schultz, and he did a great job.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's huge to have another kid and another weapon that we can, you know, feature basically when we need to, when the teams are selling out. And, you know, by seeing all the successful counter plays tonight, hopefully it kind of slows down some linebackers and stuff in the future.
Well, talk about this victory as a whole, because again, this is the second consecutive week where your team dropped early, not down by a bunch, but got down by a touchdown on the road. There's plenty of teams where they run into problems. All of a sudden their heads start hanging, or like, here we go. But your team every time has come back and answered their touchdown, the opposing touchdown, with another touchdown.
Credit our kids, because you know, in the past years, three, four years ago, I mean, that's kind of what happened. Our kids would hang their heads a little bit and everything. And right now, this group of seniors and our captains, they won't let that happen. You know, they know what I'm going to say when I go in there, and they're already saying it before I get to a huddle to talk to them.
I was picking on Hunter Schultz and his punting a little bit early in the game, because I was thinking, well, he's not really going to be able to switch the field. And as soon as I said that, he belted off a 60-yard punt, although it went into the end zone and you lost 20 coming back out in the touchback. But then the next punt that he had, he did another one, beautiful kick that went inside the 10-yard line. He actually was very good at punting.
Yeah, no, he did a good job back there. I think for the most part, special teams were improved tonight. It was a big point of emphasis all week this week for us, and you know, I think we improved on that tonight.
Talk about your defense really quick. I thought your corners and your safeties did an excellent job tonight. Thompson was able to hit a couple of plays, but for the most part, your defensive backs did a great job of blanketing a couple of really good wide receivers and tight ends.
Yeah, they have a couple of very good ones. You know, that number 40 at the tight end, he's a very good player. For the most part, our secondary did a pretty good job, like you said. The passes they caught were contested passes. You know, I just like to see a little bit of an improvement in the front seven.
Well, go enjoy the win. I'm not going to ask you about next week. You guys enjoy the night. So what do you guys do after a big victory like this? Do you hang out with the team, or do you start looking at tape for next week?
I told them we can enjoy the win on the long travel back home, but then right away it's on to Hatton and homecoming.